I'm pleased to be joined here this morning by Sarah Larson, a Manhattan florist. She's been selected to co-design a major exhibit at the 2026 Philadelphia Flower Show coming up in just a few weeks. Sarah, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sarah, for those that don't know much about you, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your operation you have here in Manhattan.
Absolutely. Grew up in the area around the Chapman Junction City area. Started designing flowers when I was 12 years old via the 4-H program. And always been in love with them since. And then moved back to the area when I met my husband. And we live north of town here and north of Randolph. And so started up, once I had my daughter, started up a little flower shop there on the farm. And have expanded it to come into Manhattan. Obviously, getting deliveries and having some labor is a little bit easier here in town as well. But we've grown. So we've been producing weddings and events just specifically since 2021, so about for the last 5 years. We've been doing weddings and events. We did about 100 last year in the area. So that was fun once we kind of calculated all that up. But we've been doing weddings and events, and we actually just moved to our newest location, which is over off of Westport Drive, and we are starting in the retail side of things too. So that's kind of a fun adventure, not just specifically for an event, but people just coming in the door and be able to design for them. So we offer a full wide range, whether it be for celebration of life or birthday, anniversary. We obviously specialize in weddings and large scale events. That's kind of my background, and I love doing the big things as well. So
very cool. It's a neat business to be in. You get to see people kind of at their happiest, and sometimes maybe not so happy if you're dealing with a funeral, things like that. But certainly one way to honor people is with flowers.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. So you've gotten this opportunity here, and I know you've had some other opportunities in your life to do some pretty neat things with flowers, and you're going to go to this 197th Annual Philadelphia Flower Show. And as I've read, it's one of the biggest in the world, if not the biggest in the world. What was your initial reaction finding out that you got to do that?
The gentleman that I am was invited to his booth on is Arthur Chadwick of Chadwick & Son Orchids out of Richmond, Virginia. Him and I have collaborated on just a couple smaller projects before where he has loaned me some of his historic orchids that he has at his floral farm. Some date back to 1890 that I cut on this summer for a project in Washington, D.C. to where he's shipped me orchids for like a dedication to Mamie Eisenhower. When we did it, there was a grave marking dedication over at the presidential site there. And so we've worked on a couple things, and he said, hey, I had this opportunity to go to the flower show. You have to be accepted in, your booth does. It's, obviously very prestigious to be in. And I asked him immediately, and he told me what his exhibit was about, and it included the First Ladies. And I asked if Mamie Eisenhower, because she was known for wearing her Catalea orchid corsages throughout the entire 2 terms of Ike's presidency. And he said, of course. And I said, would you, tell me a little bit more about it. And so I will be joining him to produce corsages for some of our display and then also take some really fun items from some First Families that we've been in contact with.
That's really cool. And I imagine there's people from all over the country going to this thing. And to represent Kansas has to be just thrilling. We have one of the best presidential stories here of any state to really tell here.
Absolutely, yes. It's very prestigious, and there are people from around the world that come to this show. So the expected attendance is about 250,000. The show runs from February 28th until March 8th, so a little bit over a week. So we'll be there refreshing floral the whole time. But yes, to represent Kansas on this pretty much world stage of floral, it is one of the top 2 floral shows in the world. Chelsea Flower Show over in England is one, and Arthur, who this is his booth, he actually participated in that last summer and won a Silver Gilt Award from Queen Camilla. So that was very exciting and was accepted here to the Philadelphia Flower Show too. So it's very exciting. And yes, being part of that, being able, so our booth is featuring the First Ladies and their orchids. Arthur actually wrote a book about that, and it's about the First Ladies from Wilson until Nixon, because that was really that time period when First Ladies were wearing Catalea's.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you more about what the story is behind that. Why was that such a thing?
Yes. So back when, in that time era, the Cattleyas were brought over from, you know, they were originally species down in South America in the jungles, and they were brought into America around, you know, like the 1880s, 1890s. They were very, very scarce. And then orchid farmers, where they started breeding them, started to become more prominent in around 1915, essentially. And that was a really thriving time. So started with Wilson there, and she loved wearing her orchid corsages. Actually, Woodrow Wilson used to, when he was courting her, gifted her a fresh Cattleya every day. Hmm. And at the time, they're a status symbol. Essentially, they're very expensive, and they were more of a status symbol. So when you're going out to a social event, anything, anytime someone is at a social, you'd see these beautiful, huge, and they're fairly large. I have small hands, and some of those blooms get bigger than my hands do. So they would string two to three of them together to create this beautiful piece, and they smell heavenly too.
So who we're probably a little biased living here in Kansas, knowing that our love for Mamie Eisenhower, but who do you think of those first ladies wore it the best?
Well, obviously I am biased, but Mamie really did. Getting to speak with Mary Jean Moore, because we are getting some very exciting items from the family. She really said it best, Mary Jean did. She said, my grandmother said she was never fully dressed unless she had her corsage on, and she felt underdressed if she did not. So for those 8 years, there's hardly a picture without her, without a corsage on herself as well. But Edith Wilson, like, she also did a very good job. Pat Nixon, she wore them quite well, too. Jackie Kennedy really didn't, because she was, you know, a tender 31-year-old going to the White House. She didn't want to look like her elders, first ladies. So she didn't wear them as much, but she had them around the White House, too.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, speaking with Sarah Larson, who's going to the Philadelphia Flower Show, local florist here with Wild and Blooming Floral and Events in Manhattan. And you mentioned that this is a collaboration with Arthur Chadwick. Tell us a little bit more about that collaboration. You said you've worked with him on this book here and some other projects.
Yes. So Arthur actually wrote the book, First Lady and Their Orchids. You can get it online. It just tells all of the history. His father actually started in orchids in the 1940s. So they have a storied history. And they have some very old orchids in their possession at this point, back, like I said, dating back to the 1890s. I asked Arthur, you know, what's your oldest orchid that you have? He has about 11 greenhouses there in Richmond, Virginia. And he said his oldest orchid dates back to 1880. So about 146-year-old. The wow. Plants live for a very long time as long as they're cared for properly. Yes, Arthur and I have, like I said, collaborated on a couple of different events where I've needed some of these historic plants, and he has graciously loaned them to me where we, you know, and I nervously take care of them for a while. I cut flowers for a living. I don't necessarily grow them. But he said he's going to teach me up on how to really take care of an orchid. But yes, we've collaborated on some projects here in Kansas for Mamie when we did a grave marker dedication, and then also over in Washington, D.C. as well.
That's very cool. What a neat project this is going to be, and highlighting the first ladies. I have a feeling with this being the 250th anniversary of the country, this is all tied together. Am I right?
It is, yes. So the theme of the flower show is American rooted in American gardening, which the orchids are part of that. And then also the Arthur's booth was selected because of the first ladies and the tie to America 250 coming up. So this whole year of celebration. And I'm told that there are several. We talked to the chair of the flower show, and there are several other very historic type of presentations there as well at the flower show that people will be delighted to see. And it's in Philadelphia, you know, home of where everything was signed and Liberty Bell, so it couldn't be at a better place.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. First Capitol, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
What are you most looking forward to about this experience? Just being kind of surrounded by it, or actually getting to do the work?
I think it's a little bit of both. I've obviously for years seen pictures of the Philadelphia Flower Show, and they do some floral installations that are just, they're out of this, like, anything you could imagine. It's things are hanging from ceilings, the mechanics behind it. I love seeing the behind the scenes, so I'm really excited to be there and see some of the other florists at work that you follow on Instagram or read about them and some of their work. They're going to be there, and I'm really excited to do that and actually be there and designing at the show. So I'll be refreshing our booth, includes some mannequins that we're going to design corsages on, and those have to be refreshed daily. So I'll be there doing that and also seeing everything come together that we've been working on with the items from these first families that we're getting as well that were notable for those first ladies when they were wearing these corsages too.
Sounds like an exciting time. Again, it's happening February 28th through March 8th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, the Philadelphia Flower Show, the 197th edition of that. What a cool opportunity. Anything else you want to tell us before we wrap up?
Just stay tuned because we will be posting live from the Philadelphia Flower Show on our channels on the Wild and Blooming Instagram and Facebook. So we plan on capturing lots of photos, and there should be some special guests there too, and some very special items. So I can't let out what those items are from our first families before, because we want to, make sure we don't ruin any surprises, but they're going to be pretty cool.
Very, very cool. Well, we'll be sure to remind people as time gets closer. Sarah, it's been really good to talk to you here, and good luck, and have a lot of fun with this.
Thank you.